to I'll Be Right Back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for giving me a fighting shot. My name is Rachel, and this podcast is going to be all about my severe traumatic brain injury and the recovery process, which involved losing myself completely and then fighting with everything I fucking had, trying to find myself again. Hence the name, I'll Be Right Back. So this is basically going to follow me through my recovery process. So as of right now, I have no idea if this is going to be a feel-good favorite or be super fucking dreary. But hopefully this is going to be interesting either way. All right, so I feel like a good way to start this off is by giving a little background on my accident and what the hell happened to me. So I'm going to include the 911 call made by my husband and another guy who was at the dirt bike track. The call was made right after my accident. My accident, I was racing Chris's sister, Julie, and she found me unconscious in the bed of a small creek. I think I was kind of shaking around. The owner of the off-road park, as well as a couple other guys at the track, one of which whose phone my husband used, came down to where I was at. I'm so glad that Chris had his sister and these other people that were there to help him out and give him some support. Like, I know that they like loaded up Chris's truck with our stuff. So I'm hoping to have people on here who have been involved with my recovery. So I'm hoping to get some nurses from my hospital where I'm now doing outpatient therapies to give an educated medical point of view on all of this, and also hoping to have some family members on to share their experience with all of this. All right, so here's that call.
I found my wife unresponsive. She fell off her motorcycle. Her leg's twitching, but she's breathing.
Okay. And just to confirm, you said that she fell off of her motorcycle?
I guess so. I found her face down, knocked out.
And you're with her now?
Yeah, we're with her right now. She's still unconscious, but she's moving.
Okay, so is she breathing?
Yeah, she's okay. Moving, but she's still unconscious.
Okay, and where exactly in the park are you?
We're actually down in the creek. She came up over this berm right here and probably endoed and smacked her head right on the ground, which is what it looks like.
Yeah. All right, I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line. I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
All right, so there's two reasons why I'm doing this podcast. The first being that ever since I got hurt, I've been looking for someone to relate to, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to provide that to anyone unlucky enough to go through an injury like this. And then second is to give a roadmap of my recovery to provide people with either bright, shiny hope or a healthy dose of reality. If I can get through this, then you've got whatever the hell you're going through. I'm hoping to provide some guidance for people whose loved ones are recovering from anything, but especially a TBI. You guys are really important to me, but so am I. So I'm partially doing this for myself as well. I'm hoping that this gives me a little purpose because I am on a large break from work, and I used to get a lot of my purpose from work. So hopefully this whole podcast helps minimize the effects of that hopefully temporary loss. I want you to experience this journey with me as I head toward a recovery. Like I said, I have no clue what will happen, but y'all can experience it along with me. So I'll give you guys a little background of my life before the accident and some details of the injury. So some background on me. I worked in sales for a beer company. I managed our business that was done through a distributor in Southern Colorado. I was solo, so I didn't have like any direct people that I managed or anything. Outside of work, I was kind of active, with my main hobbies being jujitsu, dirt biking, and snowboarding.
I have a son named Cody who was 1 year old at the time of the accident. I'm married. I got married in Jamaica. I met my husband at work. We were calling on some of the same accounts. We went to a concert together, and the rest is history. All right, so a little background about my accident and my injury. So I was dirt biking on an off-road track. I just got a new bike, so I went from a 150cc trail bike, which was super, super chill, had a super soft suspension, and it was extremely hard to stall. And I switched to the race version of the bike, so had way faster acceleration and a stiffer suspension. I have zero recollection of what exactly happened, but I was racing and losing, like I said, to my sister-in-law, and she lost me, and then she found me unconscious on the track at the bottom of a hill at a turn. My husband called 911, and I got an ambulance ride to the hospital where I was inpatient for 78 fucking days, which was when I was stable enough to go home. I was put into a medically induced coma for several days. I have zero memories of that time, including the actual accident or anything from the day of. I have one very faint memory that I'm not sure if I just made up, but it was a dark room with a group of people bedside, kind of whispering. I don't remember who it was or anything else. Someone told me that a nurse told me I was in the hospital and that I got into an accident, but being heavily medicated and newly out of a coma, I didn't really react or have a response. All right, so my injury. How bad was it? Well, the ER doctors didn't know if I was going to live or come out of the coma that they put me in. I was on a respirator. It was the worst brain injury possible, a DAI, which is basically the twisting of your brain. It happens usually in car accidents. It also happens from like shaken baby syndrome. Your brain bounces around inside your skull and twists and things rip. About 30 to 62% of patients with moderate to severe DAI are not expected to live. I was completely unconscious. I couldn't move. I had no awareness of what was happening around me. I couldn't swallow, so I had a feeding tube. But yeah, so it was pretty gnarly.